Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Boy, what an hour we had, 4 to 5 o'clock. Jack Cullen from the National Weather Service joined us about 25 minutes ago or so, discussing the reality, in fact, of what's going on out there in terms of tropical weather development. With the storm is the moisture. Let me just go ahead and preface it by saying the tropical moisture at this point isn't really defined to say, you know, disturbance or whatever. But the moisture will be moving across the state of Florida, across the peninsula, and then out into the Gulf, which has tracking references into Texas further on down the week. But I will tell you this, Austin Price is chewing at the bits, ready to tell you all about the weather coming up in just a few minutes. He'll have also a five-day forecast thrown in there, and it's not too pretty. Looking like middle week, like Wednesday, I would say. Would you say Wednesday, Austin, would be kind of a day that's not going to be that attractive in terms of weather-wise?
You are correct, yeah. And as you said, I'll get more details on this in a moment. But, yeah, currently it looks like Wednesday is when things are really going to start ramping up.
Okay, Austin, we've been just a few minutes right now with the latest weather. And thank you for having us on. You're going to get the accurate information you need on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and dive into the top three important things you really should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
512 News Radio 92.3, a portion of B Street between Garden and Romana is temporarily closed for 2 weeks as construction work gets underway. Alternate routes include Garden Street, A Street, and Romana Street. The work is part of a $21.5 million improvement project on Garden Street from the 110 freeway onto Pace Boulevard.
All right, and portions of Victorian Boulevard and Gulf Breeze are closed until Friday as drainage pipe work continues. Alternate opportunities are in place as residents will not be able to get to their homes using Tiger Park Lane, so it's recommended to use Sterling Point Drive instead. Expect potential delays and, of course, use caution.
Absolutely. Florida took a spot in the top 10 states with the highest crash risk for teen drivers. This is not a very positive story, but it's real. The results show that Florida ranks 6th with fatal crashes that are 48% higher than the national average. Florida's 5-year average for the fatal crashes involving young children sits around 403.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a young woman has been charged with felony battery on a law enforcement officer after a physical altercation with an Escambia County deputy. This happened in Cantonment. The incident began when 21-year-old Savannah Hale called the sheriff's office for an unrelated issue, but escalated when the deputy detected a strong odor of alcohol and signs of impairment after approaching her vehicle. As Hale became confrontational, she scratched a deputy and caused injury with a ring. She was restrained and arrested and later released on a $1,000 bond.
Congressman Jimmy Patron is a pretty busy guy. As a matter of fact, we're learning more about his effort to keep the blues in Pensacola forever. He filed an amendment to the Defense Appropriations Bill last week that would prevent federal funding from being used to move the blues to another home base. Congressman Jimmy Patronis.
With the Big Beautiful Bill, John Cornyn had placed in it an amendment. Now, I'm not sure if this amendment got stripped out. I think it ultimately did. But he had put an amendment in the Big Beautiful Bill, I think with an appropriation of about $20 million, to move the space shuttle from the museum at Washington Dulles Airport and move the space shuttle to Texas.
Well, Patronis says he's also secured funding to repair the Blue Angels' damaged hangar that suffered damage during Hurricane Sally. So there you go. That's the that's what's happening with Mr. Patronis. Very interesting. It's 5:15. News Radio 92.3. And speaking of interesting, Austin Price makes his way in with the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And also have a little bit, but it's a strangely low amount of congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. Outside of that, maybe your worst spot is going to be Highway 90. This is going to be near the intersection with Chemuckla Highway, right where Chemuckla meets Florida Town Road. But outside of those few spots, there's not much giving you any trouble. As for your weather, sitting at around 94 degrees right now. We've seen that temperature tick up a bit. Tonight's low is going to be 78 degrees. And over the course of the next few days, we are going to see rainfall chances linger and increase. Starting Wednesday, really going to sit at around 80-90% on Thursday, Friday. Those are the current projections. But luckily, highs are going to lessen as a result.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
516 News Radio 92.3. Escambia County now officially recognizing the Gulf of America name in local ordinances. The changes were approved last week in a controversial vote with many speakers on both sides of the issue. By the way, two commissioners didn't want to have anything to do with this. Lumen May and Stephen Berry, they voted against this. Here's Commission Chair Mike Kohler with kind of a more understanding here.
It's disrespectful to cut off people. I never caught one person off when they're talking. Not one. Let's be respectful. That's a dignity and a human trait that is lacking, and it's lacking in this room.
Well, Kohler said the county needed to go along with state policy and Governor DeSantis' executive order from earlier this year and to be respective.
All right, yeah, because I heard there was a lot of interruptions going on.
There really was, so he wants you to be respective.
All right, and Florida drivers are currently enjoying lower gas prices, with the average cost of regular unleaded gasoline sitting at $2.93 a gallon. That's a 14-cent decrease from the previous week, attributed to ample oil supplies. However, AAA spokesman Mark Jenkins cautions that this price relief may be temporary, as gas prices typically drop for about 10 days before rising again. With oil and gasoline futures increasing, Florida motorists could face upward pressure on retail prices soon.
Well, very interesting thing here. We're talking about the moisture, the tropical moisture. And I do want to keep you abreast of this this afternoon as we kind of make it through the afternoon. Yeah, the moisture is surging into Central and South Florida as we speak this afternoon, setting the stage for several days of widespread rain across the peninsula, not the panhandle. We're talking about the peninsula here. As the system shifts into the eastern Gulf, the NHC giving it a 10% chance of tropical development over the next couple of days. We'll follow that for you, making sure you're well informed in terms of what is going on weather-wise.
For sure. And Florida's citrus industry concluded the 2024-25 season with its lowest production in over a century. The Department of Agriculture says the crop was affected by hurricanes and citrus greening disease. We've told you about that causing issues in the past. Overall production dropped 28.5% from the previous season, totaling 14.52 million boxes.
Okay, a day at the beach turned disastrous and a summertime hotspot here in the South. Pam Pusso has more on this report.
In Augustine, Florida, sent beachgoers scrambling. Officials say three people were struck and hurt on Saturday night, one of them critically. People on the beach, on the pier, and in the water panicked and started racing to their cars. According to the National Weather Service, there have been six fatal lightning strikes in the U.S. this year. Officials say to reduce the risk of being struck by lightning, move away from high ground or bodies of water, don't lie down, and never hide under a tree or rocky overhang. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
Democratic lawmakers visited Alligator Alcatraz over the weekend, claim that the ICE detention facility in the Everglades has immigrants in hot, unhealthy, and cramped conditions. That was the verbiage, that was the line of reasoning from the Democrats. And the real line of reasoning from the Department of Homeland Security, it was a big, bold lie. Everything they were saying was absolutely, the claims were just totally fake. Here's Tricia McLaughlin.
These are air-conditioned facilities. People have three meals a day. They get better health care than they probably have had in their entire lives. As immediately upon entrance, they get a medical evaluation and then medical care as those doctors and nurses see fit.
Yeah, and with us telling you last hour that Democratic lawmakers in the state of Florida are now trying to take legal action for not being allowed to see it sooner, it seems like the almost needless controversy surrounding this isn't going to go away.
You know, they let them in. That's what the whole thing is. They let the Democrats in. Take a look at this facility.
But they should have let them in sooner.
Well, they came out and some people said, you obviously didn't see the same facility that's out there. It was totally fabricated.
A little bit
of fake news for you.
Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. President Trump continuing to push for lower interest rates this afternoon, asking the Fed Reserve to set its benchmark at 1% to lower government borrowing costs. Trump, while speaking at a luncheon with faith leaders today, praised other countries for their own interest rates, at the same time calling Jerome Powell, of course, he's the Fed Reserve's chairman, a knucklehead. So it continues, and it just will not go away. Here's President Trump.
We should be less than 1%. I think Switzerland is the lowest at like 0.5%. We should be lower because without us, there's no world. There really, I don't want to sound overly aggressive, but without us, you have no world.
524, News Radio 92.3. Yes, indeed, we're watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher, with the Nasdaq notching a new record close, even as President Trump said that the U.S. would charge a 30% tariff on goods from the European Union and Mexico beginning August the 1st. Shares of Bitcoin-related stocks like MicroStrategy and Coinbase Global jumped as the world's largest cryptocurrency continues to scale new heights and rising to an all-time high at around $123,000 before paring back. The Dow winners today: Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Visa. The Dow declined Shriner, Chevron, United Health Group, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow rising 88 points, the Nasdaq up 55, S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 525 News Radio 92.3. Of course, Austin Price is in with the local weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Yep, you know me. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor and text radio to 83393. That is how you can become a sponsor for Compassion International. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Very happy to report on that. Do have some backups developing. This is going to be on 9 Mile Road as you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Let's see. As for the weather, not really dealing with too much right now. It's pretty warm out there, 94 degrees, low of 78 this evening. Got some rainfall chances over the course of the rest of your work week, Thursday and Friday. Going to have highs below 90 as a result.
You know, and somebody listening and going, you're saying it's like 94 degrees or whatever. It's pretty high. And they're probably saying to you, Austin Price,
what's that?
What do you expect? It's summertime in Florida.
Oh, no, I expect I'm just disappointed.
Okay, listen, I want to give you a different take on the tropical weather. The moisture disturbance that's off the east coast of Florida right now. It is developing, and it could impact the southern part of the U.S. later this week. Here's for a different take. We're going to go to Fox's meteorologist, Robert Ray. He is standing by with us this afternoon. He is down in Orlando, Florida, filing this report.
A large area of disturbed weather off the southeast coast will move west over Florida and bring periods of heavy rain and a flash flood threat to the Sunshine State, all beginning here today on Monday. Now, this system is infused with lots of tropical moisture and has the potential to become a tropical depression or even more as it tracks into the Gulf of America this week. So basically, the entire peninsula of Florida, parts of the coastlines of Alabama and Mississippi, and even the panhandle of Florida, and then eventually New Orleans, should all be on guard as this system continues to percolate and progress. In Orlando, Florida, I'm Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And President Trump is threatening Russia with severe tariffs if a peace deal with Ukraine is not reached. While meeting with the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, Trump also announced a new deal to sell top-of-the-line weaponry to NATO, including defensive Patriot missiles meant for distribution in Ukraine. Trump had been blaming both sides for the continued war, but lately has been putting most of it on President Putin, adding he thought he had a deal in place about four times.
Afternoon, everybody. It is 527 News Radio 92.3. A new Senate report out today looks into the Secret Service's errors in the run-up to the assassination attempt of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania last year. Chanley Painter, she is in with the details this afternoon.
The 30-page Senate report blasts the Secret Service for a, quote, cascade of errors leading up to the failed assassination attempt. The Senate report found that, quote, U.S. Secret Service headquarters denied or left unfulfilled at least 10 requests by the Donald Trump division for additional resources during the 2024 campaign. The former head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, refuted the report, saying this, quote, the director of the Secret Service is not typically directly engaged in the approval or denial of request for support. For the Butler rally, I actually did direct additional assets to be provided.
And the Defense Department will begin using Elon Musk's generative AI tool, Grok. I'm sure that won't be controversial. According to an announcement from the department, it's granting contract awards of up to $200 million to AI companies, including Musk's XAI, as well as Anthropic, Google, and OpenAI. The Department of Defense's chief digital and AI office said the awards will help the agency accelerate its adoption of AI solutions and develop AI agents across several mission areas at the agency.
I'm not sure you're totally on target with that one.
Hey, with the headlines that thing's been making recently, I don't know.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo not dropping out of the race for New York City mayor. Brian Anilius has more from NYC.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is reportedly set to announce this week that he will run for mayor as an independent despite losing to Mamdani by 12 points in the Democratic primary. Cuomo is expected to propose that whoever is not in the lead in the polls in September after Mamdani should drop out of the race. Republican candidate Curtis Sliwal and New York City Mayor Eric Adams have both said they won't agree to this despite growing pressure from Mamdani critics who say too many candidates will split the vote and hand Mamdani city Hall. Now, in a statement, Mayor Adams added, "The people spoke loudly. He lost. Let's not forget the damage he caused as governor. Cuomo is wasting time and dividing voters."
Well, I want to tell you that we got a text in from a realtor over in South Alabama. They hear us doing the mortgage numbers and things like that.
Yeah.
They wanted me to pass down. They're saying, "Hey, home prices are down over here in Baldwin County." Yeah, the June 2025 housing report shows the average home price dropping compared to June 2024. Dropping, did you hear me?
Yes.
The price decrease reflects both regular homes on the resort market.
News, I'm John Saucier. The Supreme Court's given the green light for the Education Department to lay off hundreds of employees to help move forward with President Trump's plan to get rid of the department. Education Secretary Linda McMahon on the Fox News Channel says she does not recall seeing an increase in learning over the years.
70% of eighth graders cannot read proficiently, and 72% of them can't do math proficiently. That's just horrific.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state's using all of its government resources to complete its search and rescue and debris removal operations during flood recovery.
Spurring the response that both the state and local governments, as well as the federal government, will have to make sure that we fully address the challenges that Texas has faced over the past week or so.
Search and rescue efforts suspended in parts of central Texas with more rain on the way. America's listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a portion of B Street between Garden and Romana Street is temporarily closed for 2 weeks as construction work gets underway. Alternate routes include using Garden Street, A Street, and Romana Street. The work is part of a $21.5 million improvement project on Garden Street from the I-110 to Pace Boulevard.
Okay, and the second story that we are following for you this afternoon, portions of Victorian Boulevard and Gulf Breeze. Yeah, you see, we're covering some roads here this afternoon. It's closed until Friday as drainage pipe work continues. Alternate opportunities are in place as residents will not be able to get to their homes using Tiger Park Lane. It is recommended to use Sterling Point Drive. Expect potential delays and, of course, use a lot of caution.
And Florida took a spot in the top 10 states with the highest crash risk for teen drivers. The results showed that Florida ranks sixth with fatal crashes that are 48% higher than the national average. Florida's five-year average for fatal crashes involving young drivers sits at 403.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, a controversial vote to accept the new Gulf of America name at a county level was passed this week. The discussion included a lot of public comment from folks for that change, for it and against it.
I like to say it, Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of Mexico. That I am also a lifelong resident here in Escambia County and grew up on those beaches.
Yeah, me too. And I don't mind at all Gulf of America. It's pretty intriguing. That was Diane Crummel, one of several residents who spoke against that change.
All right. And a Pensacola woman was critically hurt this morning after a crash that may have caused or may have been caused by a medical issue. Officials say the 66-year-old crashed into a dumpster and bushes in a parking lot this morning at a business on Mobile Highway. The driver was taken to a local hospital for treatment, and the crash is still under investigation.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Swing and a miss. This magical run hits 10 in a row. Sox sweep Tampa Bay 4-1 the final.
On New England Sports Network, the Red Sox beat the Rays 4-1 Boston on a current run like no other team.
How about this? Into the break, the Red Sox, the hottest team in the game. And for the first time since July of 18, they've won 10 straight.
On NESN, Boston third place in the AL East entering the All-Star break, three games behind the division-leading Blue Jays. Toronto lost Sunday 6-3 to the Athletics. The Yankees, second in the AL East, lost 4-1 to the NL Central-leading Cubs, who were a half game behind the Dodgers for the best record of the National League. One day after Los Angeles snapped its seven-game losing streak, the Dodgers won their second game in a row, beat the Giants in 11 innings 5-2. Hottest team in the National League into the All-Star break, the Milwaukee Brewers. They won their seventh in a row Sunday, 8-1 over the Nationals. Starting pitcher Freddy Peralta improved his record to 11-4. Reds manager Terry Francona became the 13th Major League manager to win 2,000 regular season games. Francona's Cincinnati Reds scored a 4-2 win over the Rockies. The Royals beat the Mets 3-2 on Nick Lofton's walk-off single in the ninth inning. The Mariners doubled up the Tigers 8-4 to complete a sweep of Detroit, which still has the best record in the majors by one game over the Dodgers. In 10 innings, the Guardians beat the White Sox 6-5. Rangers over the Astros 5-1. Same score, Diamondbacks beat the Angels. Marlins waxed the Orioles 11-1. The Phillies got by the Padres 2-1. Same score, Pirates over the Twins snapped an eight-game losing streak for Pittsburgh on a ninth-inning ground out by Spencer Horwitz. In a game delayed over 4 hours by rain, the Cardinals outlasted the Braves 5-4. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh is retiring from the NFL. Suh announced his retirement on Saturday. He capped off a 13-year professional career that included a Super Bowl title and five Pro Bowl selections. He played with the Lions, Dolphins, Rams, Bucks, and Eagles. He also revealed that his father had encouraged him to step away from football before he passed away last year.
Yeah, his conscience got a hold of him after playing dirty for so many years.
Yeah, he, great player.
Yeah, he's a dirty player.
He's one of the greatest defensive players to ever play at the college level, especially, but... Yeah, dude, was pretty dirty.
Go ahead. You can admit it. Go ahead.
Especially in Detroit. Yeah, got a reputation early.
Notice Austin went around that one. You know you can admit it that he was a dirty footballer.
As I said, no, he was dirty.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure we heard that. Hey, listen, biggest fireworks show of Major League Baseball's summer takes place tonight in Atlanta. Joe Morgan has the details.
Baseball's top sluggers take center stage at Truist Park for the 2025 Home Run Derby. Eight participants, Jazz Chisholm Jr., Matt Olson, Byron Buxton, Junior Caminero, O'Neill Cruz, James Wood, Brent Rooker, and Cal Raleigh, will compete for the Home Run Derby chain. The Derby consists of three rounds, with each player getting 3 minutes or 40 pitches to hit as many home runs as they can in their first plate appearance, plus a bonus period that lasts until three outs are recorded, though a fourth bonus out can be achieved. The players who advance will have 2 minutes or 27 pitches in the semifinals and finals to launch home runs out of the park. The Derby gets underway at 8 p.m. Eastern. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Houston Rockets guard Fred VanVleet is the new president of the NBA Players Association, or National Basketball Players Association, I should say. The announcement came a few days after VanVleet negotiated a two-year, $50 million contract extension with the Rockets. He succeeds C.J. McCollum, who served in the union leadership position starting in 2021. He will be the second Rockets team member to serve in the role after Chris Paul.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Home Run Derby is tonight in Atlanta, and the eight participants come from the Twins, Rays, Yankees, Pirates, Braves, Mariners, Athletics, and Nationals, with those players respectively being Byron Buxton, Junior Caminero, Jazz Chisholm Jr., O'Neal Cruz, Matt Olson, Cal Raleigh, Brent Rooker, and James Wood. Most people would probably pick the odds on favorite Cal Raleigh to win, as the Big Dumper leads Major League Baseball with 38 home runs, but I'll take James Wood to take home the hardware tonight. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the Trump administration is implementing changes to Medicaid, including in the president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Some of the changes will include, now I want you to listen to this one very closely. Here's some of the changes. It's going to include a requirement that able-bodied adults must work or perform community service at least 80 hours per month to remain eligible for coverage. And Dr. Mehmet Oz, of course, he's the Medicaid Services Administrator, is saying that the changes are needed to remove those taking advantage of the system.
When the program was created 60 years ago, it never dawned on anyone that you would take able-bodied individuals who could work and put them on Medicaid. Today, the average able-bodied person on Medicaid, it doesn't work, they watch 6.1 hours of television or just hang out. That's not fair.
Is that okay?
No, go out and try to get a job.
And major ice cream makers in the United States are eliminating artificial food dyes from their products by 2028. HHS Chief Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made the announcement today. He thanked the manufacturers for getting on board with his latest push to eliminate bad dyes from food production. He went on to say he's a big fan of the dairy industry and will soon be announcing new dietary guidelines promoting whole milk, cheese, and yogurt. He said those items have been unfairly attacked over the past decades.
The U.S. sets a new grim record that stood since 2000. Lisa Brady's in with the details.
This is House Call for Health. The United States breaks its record for the highest number of measles cases in the country since the disease was considered eliminated in 2000. Data from Johns Hopkins University finds just halfway through this year, over 1,200 cases have been recorded across 38 states, and cases of the highly infectious disease are still spreading as summer travel and camps get into full swing. Doctors say, unfortunately, with the measles outbreak, because it's so contagious, it can take months, even a year, to contain an outbreak. The best way to protect yourself is prevention. That means getting vaccinated, especially if you're going to travel to an area where there's an outbreak. CDC data shows 92% of measles cases in 2025 have been in people who were either unvaccinated or whose vaccination status was unknown. If cases associated with the outbreak continue to accumulate through January of next year, the U.S. could lose its measles elimination status. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, and U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is dismissing criminal charges against a Utah plastic surgeon who was on trial for allegedly issuing fake COVID-19 vaccine cards. Dr. Michael Kirk Moore was indicted by the Justice Department in 2023. He, his medical corporation, and three co-defendants were accused of destroying over $28,000 worth of government-provided COVID-19 vaccines, along with distributing at least 1,900 falsely marked COVID-19 doses on vaccine cards in exchange for cash or donations to a charitable organization. Moore had pleaded not guilty to the charges, but their dismissal dismissal was announced by Bondi over the weekend.
Already 5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, let's see what we got here. Hopefully nothing too severe. That's how it's been for most of this afternoon. Navarre Parkway, very happy to report, looking clear. Wow, how about that? Same thing with Highway 90 and Pine Forest Road. None of these spots are really giving you trouble. May have some congestion if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather on a local scale, 94 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got rainfall chances increasing over the next several days, but the highs will be decreasing as a result. Thursday and Friday currently have 80 and 90% chances of rain somewhere around there, but their highs are currently sitting just under 90 degrees.
Okay, still no relief for residents in Texas's Hill Country. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest in this Fox weather report on News Radio 92.3.
Another round of heavy rain with the risk of flash flooding for central Texas today through Wednesday. We've got a change in the weather pattern midweek that should bring drier conditions to help with recovery efforts along the Guadalupe River. Flooding is a big concern for the mid-Atlantic today, with widespread showers and thunderstorms producing dangerous conditions along the I-95 corridor. Florida is also in for several days of heavy rain as a tropical disturbance lingers along the West Coast and the Gulf Coast through the work week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the Federal Trade Commission was going to make it easier for us to cancel online subscriptions starting today, but a federal appeals court ruling has stopped the effort for now. If you don't mind racking up 2442 for me, that'd be great. Jessica Rosenthal is in this afternoon with more.
The FTC's new click-to-cancel rule was going to take effect today, but the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the agency failed to conduct a proper preliminary regulatory analysis, which had to be done because costs to comply with this rule for businesses was estimated to be at over $100 million. Several trade groups had sued, including the Chamber of Commerce, arguing the rule was too much of a burden on business. The FTC under the Trump administration said the analysis was not done under the Biden administration. When we asked via email if the FTC was planning to appeal or conduct a new analysis, an FTC spokesperson said for now they're not commenting on any aspect of this ruling. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Bitcoin soared past $120,000 to a record high today as U.S. lawmakers gear up to potentially pass regulatory changes. The largest cryptocurrency by market cap traded at $121,855, just past 9:15 Eastern this morning, according to data from Coinmetrics. Earlier in the session, it topped $123,000 before settling just below $120,000. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining 88 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were in fresh record territory, up 8 and 54 points, respectively. Warner Brothers' Superman generated $122 million in domestic ticket sales during its opening weekend. The film's international global tally currently racks up to close to $220 million. That's Your Money Now.
All right, and NVIDIA says the U.S. should reduce its technological dependency on other countries. In an interview with CNN that aired Sunday, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said that the U.S. should invest more in manufacturing. Months ago, President Trump announced a $600 million investment into chip-making technology in the U.S., courtesy of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. California-based NVIDIA currently has chip manufacturing plants in Arizona and Texas.
5:47 News Radio 92.3. Congressional Republicans are making some changes to student loan payments. Lydia Hu has more on this story.
Repayment options starting there first, they're going to be consolidated from currently seven options into just two. One of those plans that will be phased out is the Biden-era SAVE plan. It has about 7.7 million borrowers, and some of them have paid as little as $0 per month. Well, that's all going away, and now all borrowers will have to pick between the two repayment options, a standard payment plan or an income-driven repayment plan. The new standard plan will stretch payments over 10 years to as many as 25 years, depending on the balance. And borrowers on the new income-driven plan will have payments capped between 10 and 15% of their discretionary income.
And Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he does not support merging his electric vehicle company with his AI firm, xAI. Musk expressed his opinion in response to a user on X who asked Tesla investors whether they backed a merger, and the tech billionaire wrote, know. While Musk appears resistant to the idea, he does seem to support having Tesla invest in XAI after writing on X, quote, "If it was up to me, Tesla would have invested in XAI long ago."
Well, Atlanta's hosting this year's MLB All-Star Game, and the festivities are expected to generate at least $50 million for Metro Atlanta, more than $100 million for Georgia. Denise Dillon, reporting from Truist Park in Atlanta this afternoon.
Excited fans flock into Truist Park to see the HBCU Swingman Classic. This is just one part of the 2025 All-Star Experience. There's the All-Star Village at the Cobb Galleria with family fun activities, contests, and meet and greets. Friday afternoon, many line the streets in Smyrna to see the iconic Budweiser Clydesdales parade around Market Village. An estimated 60 to 70,000 people will be attending at least some of the events, and that means a significant increase in business. Some hotels started taking reservations almost 2 years ago, as soon as word got out that the All-Star Game would be at Truist Park.
551 News Radio 92.3. This came as a surprise, actually. The Supreme Court will not block President Trump's plans to dismantle the Federal Education Department. Jared Halpern is at the White House this afternoon with a report.
A divided Supreme Court lifted a district judge's order that temporarily reversed planned layoffs and other cuts from the Department of Education. It means the Trump administration can resume laying off nearly 1,400 employees, part of a broader effort to eliminate the cabinet-level department, even as the legal challenge continues. The Supreme Court's three liberal justices noted their dissents. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says only Congress can eliminate the department, and the judiciary has a duty to check lawlessness, not expedite it. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Meta has acquired AI startup Play AI. A spokesperson for the Facebook parent company confirmed the acquisition to Bloomberg over the weekend. Meta was reportedly attracted to Play AI's work in creating natural voices and its easy voice creation. Per an internal memo, the entire Play AI team will be joining Meta within a week. Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hat. Living, loving,
warm, it's cool outside in her age Cadillac. Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right on the merry-go-round. We all know what the name is. 55. Heads up, Pensacola. You know, a little bit of Led Zeppelin never hurt anybody, did it?
Maybe pro-clutching parents back in the day.
I remember my parents back in the day. Turn that thing
down. That's devil music.
Okay, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together and a little bit of background on parent activity on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Luckily, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. So if you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 94 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Next several days are going to have some rainfall chances that will increase by Thursday and Friday, sitting at around 80-90% both days. But the highs will decrease. Instead of being the mid-90s like it is right now, they'll be at least based on current projections, just under 90.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, I love it. Mac and cheese lovers, this day is for you. I love mac and cheese. Tanya J's in.
Macaroni and cheese is often called the ultimate comfort food, and it's been around a long time. While it has roots in Roman times, it went through several changes before eventually making its way to the American colonies, where it's been a culinary mainstay ever since. To celebrate the dish, some restaurants are offering deals today, including Panera, which is not only offering a $2 discount for its My Panera members, it's also introduced mac and cheese flavored lip balms. One is a golden mac and cheese scented balm, while the other invokes the scent of baked bread. Savory meets self-care. To add it to your beauty regimen, go to Panera's website or get it on Amazon. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the 2025 Emmy nominations will be announced tomorrow morning. Actors Brenda Song and Harvey Gillen will unveil this year's nominees at 10:30 a.m. our time from the Television Academy's Wolf Theater in Hollywood. Some of the top shows expected to receive nominations include The Bear, Andor, The White Lotus, and The Pit. The 77th Emmy Awards will take place September 14th, and comedian Nate Bargatze will host the ceremony.
Most American teenagers say it's important for them to graduate from college. Chris Foster has the update.
62% of teens say graduating from college is personally important to them. 7 in 10 girls, 54% of boys. Teens raised in households with higher incomes and college-educated parents are more likely to say higher education is for them. 7 in 10 teens say college is important for getting good jobs. 6 in 10 say it helps develop valuable life skills. Thinking about life milestones, 70% of teens say it'll be harder to own a home compared to their parents. More than half say it'll be harder to raise a family, have a good standard of living, a successful career, or see the world. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And Super Nanny star Jo Frost opening up about her life-threatening anaphylaxis diagnosis. The British television personality shared the news in a video posted on her Instagram account and said she was unapologetic about her medical condition, noting that she did not ask for it, nor does it define who she is. The Mayo Clinic defines anaphylaxis as a severe, potentially life-threatening allergic reaction that can occur within within seconds or minutes of exposure to something you're allergic to.
Last hour, we kind of took a dive into Elmo. What's going on with old Elmo there?
Yeah, please give context. Yeah,
some shocking words seemingly coming from a social media account of Sesame Street's Elmo on Sunday roused a few people up here. Here's Sue Guzman.
Elmo is not anti-Semitic or racist. Despite what you may have seen on the social media site X on Sunday, the Sesame Street character's X account was reportedly hacked before a slew of offensive posts started emerging on Elmo's page that has more than 646,000 followers, some of them tearing into President Trump. Others were anti-Semitic or racist in nature. Sesame Workshop spokesperson confirming to Fox News Digital that it was the dirty work of an unknown hacker. All of the egregious posts have since been deleted. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Well, this week, the federal government will be ending a national LGBTQ plus suicide prevention service. Kristen Goodwin is following the story for us from New York.
Starting Thursday, the 988 National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline will no longer provide tailored support to LGBTQ plus youth. Known as the Press 3 option, it was set up in 2022 as part of a government contract with the nonprofit The Trevor Project to combat high suicide rates among young members of the LGBTQ community. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration says it will no longer silo those services to focus on serving all help seekers, saying in a statement, "Everyone who contacts the 988 Lifeline will continue to receive access to skilled, caring, culturally competent crisis counselors who can help with suicidal, substance misuse, or mental health crises, or any other kind of emotional distress." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, we've been telling you about the high heat index values locally. Pets need protection this summer. Here's a few safety tips. Keep your pet off the hot asphalt and grass. Put them on the grass this summer. Make sure to give your pet access to shade, plenty of cool water. Keep your pets hydrated. And if your pet has been out in extreme temps, make sure to watch for signs of heat stress or heat stroke. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll dive back into some information for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.